Wide receiver Andre Johnson spoke with the media on Wednesday, and this is the extended cut of what he had to say with the press.
Is it harder to play well under these circumstances, or is that irrelevant?
No, I don't think it's harder to play well, because anytime you're competing, you want to win. So I think as a competitor, you know, it's not hard to play. I think because, you know, like I say, you want to win the game. So it doesn't matter what your record is, you know, what has happened, you know, thus far. When you're out there playing, you're not thinking about your record or anything like that. You're thinking about winning. So,
you know, and we always ask you. You always give the same answer. I mean, you're about to, you know, another milestone in your statistical history. You'll reflect on it when you're retired, and not paying much attention right now.
What milestone are you talking about?
Top 15 now in receiving yards.
Oh,
I mean, that's, you know, that's getting up there.
Yeah. It's getting up there, but when you're drafted, you don't think about stuff like that. You know, you just think about, living out your dream, accomplishing the goal, you know, that you set as a kid. I never said I was going to be a top 15, a top whatever wide receiver. I just wanted to be, you know, one of the best. So I just been fortunate to go out and, you know, make some plays and do some great things as a player. And, you know, it's just paying off for me.
Andre, Ed Reed told some Baltimore media that he thought Wade Phillips was the reason he wasn't here. And he also kind of implied that coaches weren't putting players in the right positions to succeed. What's it like to hear a former teammate talk about your team now that he's gone?
Well, like I said before, people have feelings. People feel certain ways. Maybe that's something he felt when he was here. Other than that, I really can't speak on it. You know, that's Ed's feelings. That's what he felt. So that's pretty much it.
How are things with you and Matt?
Man, Matt, fine. We talk just like we normally talk, so there's no difference or no animosity towards each other. I mean, we came in today as soon as I got here. Well, it's a crazy thing. As soon as I came in Monday, he was the first person I spoke to. So we're fine. We was talking, laughing, just like we always do. So, like I said, I don't have a problem with Matt. It was just, the heat of the battle. And things like that happen. So,
your reaction to Gary's decision to go back with Case as a starter?
I mean, that's his decision. You know, I don't make those decisions. I only can control what I can do. Those things out of my control. So, you know, like I said before, I feel comfortable with every quarterback. So, Case the guy, that's who we're going with.
Matt was saying that it's been a difficult year for him, and he doesn't know, you know, what the future holds with his future here. Is it kind of hard to believe it's all happened that quickly for him, to where last year he was a Pro Bowl quarterback and on, and now, I mean, he doesn't know if he'll be with this team next year?
Well, I don't think, you know, anybody saw this coming, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's the nature of the business. You know, guys come, guys go. You know, you hate to see it happen, because me and him have played a lot of football together. So I've caught a lot of passes from him. So, you know, it's something you hate to see. But, I mean, who knows? You know, you never know what can happen. You know, you hate to see, you know, what he's went through, you know, as a player. I'm pretty sure it's been very stressful for him. But, you know, at the same time, he still comes in here, you know, and prepares, you know, to go out and play. So, you know, if he's, you know, his number's called on, he'll be ready to go. And, you know, that's big of him, because, you know, some guys can just throw in the towel. But, you know, he hasn't done that, so.